We continue on the bottom of Testament Beis in the last line. The Gemara before the whole daf was discussing different types of calculations, how you get to them, a Tana versus a scribe, and then how do you determine the date for the Shemitah, or how many years are left until the next Shemitah cycle. And now the Gemara is going to discuss something which actually is related to a calculation we made earlier. We mentioned this idea that we don't. That the scribe didn't begin counting year one in his contracts until the sixth year of the Greek reign, not year one of the Greek reign. And now the Gemara is going to mention that in this next Gemara. This Gemara also happens to be connected a lot with the next daf. Nevertheless, we have some time, so we're gonna get to it. Hahushtara dhavu ksiv be shishnin yiserasa. The person found the document. He produced this document in Beis Din, and it was written, even though it took effect in the year 5771, it said that it takes effect in the year 5777. So, Savar Rabbanan Kameh de Rebbe, Kameh de Rabbah, Lameimar, Haishtar Mocharu. They said, oh, well, this must be a post-dated document, and therefore, Na'akve ad Matei Zmane, V'lo Tarif. You can't use this document to collect from encumbered property until 5777. You have to wait. Hopefully, you can get money. If you need the money now, hopefully, the person will pay you back with other possessions, with money or with movable property. But if you want to get encumbered property, you're going to have to wait until 5777. That's what they thought to say initially. They thought it was a post-dated document. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said to them, Hai Safra Dafkana Kasve. This scribe, he's a Dafkana. He's exacting. What do you mean he's exacting? It's not post-dated at all. It's actually accurate. V'hanach Shishnin, D'malchu Be'elam, D'anan Lo Chashminan Lehu, Huka Chashivle, Ubizmana Kesavte. Ubizmana Kasve. This scribe began his counting from year one of the reign of the Greeks. Year one, when they only had a stronghold in Elam, but they didn't have a stronghold all over the world. Therefore, everyone else made the calculation from year six, but he began the calculation from year one. And that's why that you see 5777, that actually is 5771. It's the same thing. The Tanya, and how do we know this idea that there was a 6-year gap? The Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Sheish Shanim Malcho Be'elam. For 6 years, the Greeks ruled in Elam. V'yachar kach pashta malchusan b'chol olam kulo. And afterwards, their kingdom spread out throughout the entire world. So you see that the numbers were off. Now, it's interesting, the Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Nachman said, "Oh, this sofer actually is a dafkana. He's exacting. Who knows? Maybe this sofer wasn't. Maybe the sofer was actually writing a post-dated document. But clearly, he must have known the sofer's handwriting, perhaps, and that's why he knew that this person was a safra dafkana." Tosfos does say that from here you see that a sofer is not required to write the exact a date from Bria Sa'olam in a document. It wouldn't invalidate it if he doesn't write it exactly. He says, Tosfos writes, even if he skips the thousands and the hundreds in the date, he just has the last two digits, the tens and the ones, that will be enough to validate the shtar. And in fact, he said that the end of Tosfos says that Rabbeinu Tam had a shtar which only had bekach bekach leprat. He skipped the Alafim and Bria Sa'olam. He skipped a whole bunch of the information. He wrote just the minor dates information, and that was enough to validate the shtar. So at least now we understand, going back to the daf tes, why that calculation began from year six of the Greek reign, which then was 380 years to the destruction of the second base of Mikdash, as opposed to 386, and of course not including the other 34 years of the Persian Empire, which got us to the number of 420 years, which was the rule of the, which was the length of the second base of Mikdash.